Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New research about addiction is creating a shift at the doctor's office. Many doctors don't know how to identify or treat addiction, but now more are being trained to focus on treating addiction as a medical problem. That shift has doctors focusing on managing addiction, much like they'd manage a chronic disease, with focus on a long-term treatment plan. WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum reports on the changes underway.
In a sparse exam room at Boston Medical Center, Dr. Christine Pace is speaking with one of her patients about his kidney stones.
Are you taking the oxycodone right when you get the pain, or?
Yeah, I am, and it barely cuts through, but it cuts through enough.
The conversation eventually turns to his previous drug use. The patient, Paul B., does not want to be fully identified because he is recovering from heroin addiction.
And tell me about the rest of your recovery program. Are you doing counseling, going to meetings?
I'm seeing a therapist just monthly now. I was seeing one every 2 weeks. So I found a group on the internet called Sober on Scripts.
Asking patients whether they are attending 12-step meetings is not the norm in American medicine. But Christine Pace just got out of medical school and is the very first resident at Boston Medical Center in a new subspecialty called addiction medicine.
Medicine has been slow to embrace what we've known for a long time, which is that addiction is a chronic disease. So we don't, in medical school or in residency, no matter what the specialty, get a whole lot of training in diagnosis and treatment of addiction. And I think as a result of that, physicians, like many people in this country, continue to stigmatize it, continue to not really see it as a disease.
Doctors now have a better understanding of the biology of addiction and the changes that take place in the brain. This has led to more forms of treatment. One of those treatments is a highly regulated drug called Suboxone. Paul B., Christine Pace's patient, has been using the drug for years.
I've been in recovery for almost 10 years. And I'm on Suboxone. I was a former methadone patient, a former drug, IV drug user. I've used heroin, Oxycontin, Dilaudid, medications like that. And I'm really lucky to be alive because a lot of my friends aren't alive.
Even though there is more acceptance of treating addiction in mainstream medicine, he says there still is a lot of ignorance.
A lot of doctors don't want addicts in their waiting room. And they feel that if they're seeing them, that they don't even want to draw that clientele to their establishment. This approach, being just a medical patient and not being judged, you know, it's like I'm actually treated as if this is a disease and not a morality problem.
Paul B. was one of the first patients to be given Suboxone at BMC when the medication was approved in 2003. Today, the hospital and its clinics use the drug to treat 500 patients with opioid addiction.
Doctors come running to us all the time. I get calls, I get emails.
Colleen LaBelle is an RN who runs the Suboxone program here. She says there's a growing demand from doctors who need help treating patients with addiction.
You know, throwing their arms up, not knowing what to do, calls forwarded to us, patients, you know, this patient comes in and they're on Percocet and Oxycontin and Ativan and Xanax, and what do I do with this person, and having no clue where to start and what questions to ask and how to address that, whether they should prescribe, whether they shouldn't prescribe, how do they get them treatment, where do they get them treatment. So it's just an ongoing issue that happens every single day.
So far, 20 medical residents are training in hospitals nationwide to become experts in this new field of addiction medicine. That number is expected to grow next year. Doctors at Boston Medical Center hope that the training will eventually lead to an established medical specialty so more patients with addiction problems can find help in their own doctor's office. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.